You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Hi, I'm Autumn FNAF, and welcome to another episode where we uncover the hidden mathematics that secretly runs our lives here on Breaking Math. Today, we're going to talk about something that 456 million people experience every single day without realizing that they're part of a massive mathematical experiment. I'm talking about Spotify's shuffle button. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking shuffle is just random, what's mathematical about that? Let me stop you right here, because here's the delicious irony. Spotify's shuffle isn't random at all. In fact, it's so deliberately not random that it takes some serious clever mathematics to make it feel random to our particular human brains. Let me start with a question. Imagine you're flipping a perfectly fair coin. What's the probability of getting 5 heads in a row? It's 1 out of 32, or about 3%. Not that unlikely, really. In fact, if you flip a coin 100 times, you've got about a 96% chance of seeing that at least one run of 5 heads or 5 tails. Perfectly normal and perfectly random. But here's the thing. I've played 5 songs from the same artist in a row, and you'd swear the shuffle was broken, even though mathematically it's just as likely as those 5 heads. This is what mathematicians call the clustering illusion. Our brains are absolutely terrible at recognizing true randomness. We're pattern-seeking missiles evolutionarily programmed to find meaning in chaos. So let's talk about what Spotify discovered when they first implemented a truly random shuffle back in 2014. Users were furious. The forums lit up with complaints. Your shuffle's broken. It keeps playing the same artist. It isn't random at all. But here's the beautiful mathematical paradox. It was random. Perfectly mathematically gloriously random. And that was the exact problem. Let me show you why with some numbers. Say you have a playlist of 100 songs, 10 songs each from 10 different artists. In truly random shuffle, what's the probability that you'll hear 2 songs from the same artist within the first 10 plays? It's about 65%, nearly 2/3, and the probability of hearing 2 songs from the same artist back to back at some point while playing through the entire playlist, it's essentially 100% guaranteed to happen. But our brains don't process music listening as independent events. We experience it as a continuous narrative, and that's where the mathematics gets really interesting. Enter the Fisher-Yates shuffle algorithm, the gold standard for creating truly random permutations. It works like this. Imagine you have a deck of cards. You randomly pick one and set it aside. Then randomly pick from what's left, set it aside. Repeat until done. Mathematically perfect, computationally efficient, and absolutely terrible for human satisfaction. So Spotify's engineers had to get creative. They needed to create what I like to call psychological randomness. Randomness that feels random to humans, even though mathematically isn't. Here's how they did it. First, they implemented what's called dithering, a technique borrowed from image processing. So instead of pure random selection, they add small biases that spread things out. Think of it like this. Imagine you're dropping marbles onto a board. True randomness would let them cluster. Dithering adds tiny nudges to the spread of them more evenly. But they didn't stop there. Modern Spotify shuffle is analyzing at least 7 different mathematical dimensions. Let's get into this a little bit. Temporal spacing. Using exponential decay functions to reduce the probability of hearing the same artist based on how recently you heard them. Key compatibility. Songs in C major are more likely to be followed by songs in G minor, its dominant, or A minor, its relative minor. This uses circle of fifths mathematics, tempo matching. They use Gaussian distributions to prefer songs within 5 to 10 beats per minute of each other, with the variance increasing over time. Energy curves. Fourier analysis breaks down each song's frequency spectrum to create energy profiles. Gene clustering. Using machine learning embeddings and high dimensional space to calculate genre distances. Bayesian inference based on your historical listening patterns. Collaborative filtering echoes. If users who like song A tend to follow it with song B, that connection gets weighted. So the algorithm is essentially solving a traveling salesman problem in multiple dimensions, trying to find the optimal path through your playlist that minimizes psychological distance between songs while maximizing perceived randomness. But here's my favorite part. They add noise back in at the final step. After all that careful calculation, they sprinkle in just enough actual randomness to keep things surprising. It's like MasterChef adding a pinch of salt, bringing out all the other flavors. So the mathematical formula looks like this. So the next song is going to equal the argument maximum of the random weight times 1 minus the artist's repeat penalty times the key compatibility times tempo similarity times energy match times genre distance and times the time weight, where each component is its own beautiful mathematical function and the random weight ensures that we never get too predictable. Now, let's talk about the philosophical implications here because they are fascinating. We've created an algorithm that lies to us, and we prefer the lie to the truth. It's a benevolent deception, a mathematical trick that works because we respect human psychology over mathematical purity. The same principle appears everywhere in technology, whether it's your phone's random wallpaper shuffle that's not random, the random matchmaking online, the random matchmaking in online games. It's carefully controlled. Even the random recommendations on your social media feed are anything but. We live in a world of curated randomness, where algorithms work overtime to give us experience of chaos while they're controlling every variable. There's a beautiful mathematical paper from 2007 by Bentley and Sedgwick that proves something remarkable. Humans consistently rate sequences as more random when they have fewer runs and clusters than random sequences should have. We literally prefer randomness to be less random. Tendency. Spotify took this research and ran with it. They built a system that respects what psychologists call apophenia, our tendency to see patterns in random data, and works around it. So the next time you hit shuffle and marvel at how well songs flow together, remember you're not experiencing randomness. You're experiencing carefully crafted mathematical illusion designed by engineers who understood that sometimes the best mathematics is the kind that hides itself completely. True randomness is mathematically pure, but experientially chaotic. Spotify shuffle is mathematically compromised, but experientially superior. And in that gap between mathematical truth and human experience, we find some of the most interesting problems in modern applied mathematics. I'm Autumn FNAF, reminding you that mathematics isn't just about the numbers. It's about understanding what makes us human. And even when what makes us human is preferring our randomness to be a little less random. Until then, keep questioning the randomness around you. You might be surprised at how little of it actually is.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.